This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, July 6. Unexpected salvation. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 8. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. The Lord relented because of their groaning. Judges chapter 2, verse 18. 7 times Judges tells us that God's people did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and each time God sent saviors to rescue them from their misery. Thanks be to God that his mercy is everlasting, that it covers our endless dedication to sin and misery. But God's mercy doesn't give us a license to keep on sinning and being forgiven so that grace may increase. Rather, God's mercy impels us to persevere in faith. We implore God to forgive us our sins, and through Jesus he has done that. But the power of our unrighteousness can be so overwhelming that we might believe God doesn't want to forgive our same old sins again and again. The good news of Judges and the whole Bible is that God's compassion is wide and deep enough to cover our repeated sins. When God's people suffered for their sin, time and time, God sent Spirit-empowered judges repeatedly and unexpectedly to rescue them again and again. Crying out to God, not covering up our sins or making excuses for them, says the psalmist, brings undeserved, even unexpected forgiveness on the challenging road of faith. And if we don't know how, or if we're afraid to bring our sins to God, the Holy Spirit does it for us in our weakness, in line with God's will. Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, for our compassionate Savior and Judge, Jesus Christ, who sent his Spirit to bring to you our groans of sin and sorrow. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.